You're listening to Speaking of Music, a show by and about musicians. I'm Barry Livingston. Today for our annual fundraising show, we have a special guest who you will likely recognize from Saturday mornings, none other than the freewheeling folk show host, Jim Marino. Jim has been a CFMU host for over 25 years and has built a huge following for his show. Jim has also taught for many years with the Hamilton Board of Education, technically Hamilton Wentworth, and has also somehow managed to find time to organize many concerts and promote the music of many musicians. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. You're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really glad to be here and listening to the interviews you have been putting on. I think it really heightens the station, especially on a Saturday following me. We're all ready to listen. You got a lot of freewheelers who are enjoying it. Good for you, Barry.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, this is a cliche, but you are a hard act to follow. Well, we're here partly to fundraise, but I'd like to know, first of all, when and how did you get involved with CFMU?
I was a record collector, vinyl at the time, and I went into the record show downtown, and there was a desk there, and they said, volunteer for CFMU, and I walked over and signed up. I had done a couple of shows with Dave Jourdain, who used to be on FM 108. And it was a folk show, and I thought, that's what I'd like to do. So that's what I mentioned to them, and they called me within a couple of weeks, and 31 years later, we're sitting here.
Incredible. Well, one of the things that listeners to CFMU realize that I think they do listen because they know we're an island of independent media in Hamilton at a time when radio stations are controlled, as we know, by huge corporations, and having said that, they can close a whole station down in a moment. So having a radio station like this where programmers can choose their own music, have their own guests, it's a really special thing.
We've been very lucky here. Hats off to Sandeep and Jamie and the people who run the station. There's only a couple plus all us volunteers. But yeah, they give you the freedom to do, within reason, the things you like to do. So, you know, a lot of us just dig right into all the genres that we're in and get it going. And I've been lucky enough to interview some of the top names in North America and the British Isles. And it's just a treat. It's a beautiful world that I really, really love.
We should mention that if listeners do want to donate, we're not going to have people answering the phones on this show. However, they're welcome to go to the website, which is pretty straightforward to donate. It's the 3ws.cfmu.ca. And you could say you're making a donation to the Speaking of Music show or the Freewheeling Folk show or whatever mm-hmm. show you want to donate to. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I've had a few people since Saturday's show donate and let Jamie know that it's for the Freewheeling Folk show, for example. But other than that, you can just donate and help out the station because times are tougher. And the university probably doesn't have the enrollment it had before, and we get some from them. And some of our big sponsors have had to cut back a little because of the time. So anything at all, any amount at all, would be absolutely so welcome.
Another thing that Jamie alerted me to, which I didn't know, is that the station has a Patreon account, which is patreon.com/933CFMU. And if you don't feel like if it's $30 or $36 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's too much at one time, you can do a certain donation per month, like $3 per month and, $10 or whatever you can afford. And that's kind of a nice way to donate, actually.
Yeah, it's fairly new that. I don't know how long it's been around, but some people are taking advantage of that. So you're right, that's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Another boon about the station is everyone programming like yourself has a great amount of expertise and knowledge and especially passion they bring to their shows. It takes a ton of work, as you know, to produce a mm-hmm. weekly show and plan it. And this is the one time we ask you, the listener, all year long to express your appreciation and support by a donation.
Yes. And I remember, I was just telling Jamie, I remember my first year when I made something like $250, and there were students in the lobby, and they were just thrilled to death that we had done that. But boy, things cost so much more. But yeah, a lot of people are just donating without the incentives that the station can give you or that I bring sometimes with me during the show. And they're just donating because they can sense that a lot of these DJs are well into what they're doing, love what they're doing, and are bringing music, discussion, and like Marino's Mouth, for example, that I use on my show, they're bringing that where other stations just don't seem to be doing that anymore. And there's so many good artists out there that need to be heard, and CFMU is doing that. So that's a really good point.
Can you tell me how you started to organize concerts, Jim? Because I think you were involved in Brantford for a while, and also in Hamilton for many years.
Yeah, I got a Janice Nixon worked here, and she said, "Why don't you try doing a benefit concert?" And I hadn't done anything like that before. I was still getting my feet wet. I was in here for about a year. And so I grabbed a few local people that I had talked to, musicians, or had been on the show, and we put together a show at the old Casbah on King Street West. And it was just a little show, but we made about $500 or $600, and it just ballooned from there. We did the spectator room for a while. We had a really big fun time at a place out in Oakville that Paul Young, bless his heart, helped us put together. He ran the White Oak Folk Club in Oakville. And one year we had over 300 people, and we made a ton of money. And so it was kind of nice. And then I just was too busy and started leaving it alone for a while because I was making more money on the show, and that was just a bonus. And then a gentleman approached me about putting on some concerts in Dundas, and we did the freewheeling concerts, and some of that money came back to CFMU as well as helping out the Carnegie Gallery in Dundas. And after 10 years, I thought, well, that's enough of that now. We'll move on to something else, and here we are, still fighting to bring in the money.
Yeah, and in that spirit, please go to the website, the 3ws.cfmu.ca, if you can help us out. But also, you're not only helping us, you're helping to serve the artistic community and the musicians that Jim is talking about that come into the station, that on this show, Speaking of Music, we try to do both local interviews and national interviews. Mm-hmm. And Jim has, you've had some incredible guests on your show, as well as people I've never heard of before. It's really diverse.
I've been very lucky. I think it has to do with the fact that we've gone worldwide. When we first started, if we got to Sherman Avenue, we were lucky, and now it's worldwide, and they know there's a good reason to come in to get well-known. And I tend to interview way more Canadian and local. It's just the way I feel about Canada, especially at this time. I won't even get into down south. And I've been lucky enough to have everybody chat with me, from Bruce Coburn and Lorena McKinnon down to besides the great local people that have been on the show. So it's something I really like to do.
You're also a member of a vocal group, and we're going to be hearing some of your music during, I think, at the top end and bottom end of our show today.
Well, we are called Forewarned, F-O-U-R, because there were four of us. We lost one, but we've continued on as a trio. And we recorded this album, Serenade, at Grant Avenue Studio. So, yeah, there's going to be a couple of tracks played. Rose Almas and Julie Warner are still with me and doing a great job. The harmonies is what we really are after most of the time.
How did that group get started?
One year, the librarian at my school wanted to put on a show, and he wanted to incorporate talent in it, especially from the students. And I said to some people on staff, the teachers should really do something. If you want to sing, I'll put together the music and the harmonies, and we'll work on it and put that on for the students. And 30 years later, we're still at it. So that's how it got started.
And you taught music for many years at the Hamilton Wentworth Board of Education as well. Instrumental music, you said.
Yeah, I started in vocal music. And then when the instruments came into the schools, eventually they got into middle school, grades 6, 7, and 8, where I was. And I started teaching instrumental music to them. And I found that that's what I really liked. I had a chance to go to high school a number of times, but I liked starting the students off. And by the time I finished with them in grade 8, we were doing a lot of the same songs they were doing in high school, because at that age, they're just really keen, and it was exceptional.
That's fantastic. So you've got the hands-on, you've got the, you know, many, many different facets of music going on. Again, Jim, I appreciate you coming in to help help raise funds here. So again, for the listeners, it's the 3ws.cfmu.ca to make a donation, whatever you can afford, or the Patreon page. Another thing is, like, I've noticed about this station, I've worked at different community stations, and sometimes with those other ones, we'd walk in and the baseline would be equipment that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm really impressed about CFMU is they use the money that comes in for really good cause to pay 2 full-time employees, and also to have equipment that works for the programmers. It's really important.
That really, really is. There's nothing worse than coming in and having something that's not working that you really need on your show. And that's Sandeep's department, our station manager. And being on the board of CFMU with Sandeep and Jamie and the Mac Student Union, they report every month. And the work that they do is really incredible. And the main one for Sandeep, one of the main ones anyway, is keeping this station running in good shape. And they do a great job. I'm glad you mentioned that.
When you plan your show, Jim, each week, are you, you know, it's so diverse, the music you play. Is it something that you're thinking about, like, you know, weeks ahead? Is it very spontaneous? Obviously, you have to book the guests.
I tend to do things sort of on a weekly basis, because sometimes the interviews, they'll get in touch with me, and they're further a few weeks apart and so on, and further down the road. But most of the time I do things depending on what comes in, new music, and where I am and who I want to interview. I tend to interview people weekly, and also I work on the show on a weekly basis. And fortunately for me, the ideas haven't run out in 31 years. I come up with different ideas, different things, who I want to feature, a local show, a seafaring show, or I'll do certain topics. And it just seems to fall in place. But it takes quite a number of hours each week.
It certainly does.
But having said that, I must admit, it really is a labor of love. Otherwise, it couldn't be done.
You do have a huge following that's built up over the years, which is fantastic. People call in from all over the place, and one of my favorite features, as you know, of the show is the bluegrass portion during the final hour. And I don't know how you've found out about all these bluegrass artists, but it's, you know, going to festivals and, you know, just looking for the music. You bring it to the listeners. It's fantastic.
There were bluegrass people in here following me once upon a time when my show was 10 to 12, and when they left, I was approached about carrying it on, because it's still roots music. So I had to not only find out about it, I had to go down to Nashville and Memphis, and I think the first one was in Kentucky. I can't think of the place now. Anyway, and North Carolina, where the folk bluegrass conferences were. And I had to get myself known, handing out cards, go running around all night long, finding out different groups and so on. And then, because I'd give them a card, they'd give me music, or we would email each other and they'd send music, the way things are happening these days, rather than actual CDs. And it took some work. And I would also made a point of dealing and getting involved in the Canadian bluegrass scene, looking online, going to some of there was a concert and a conference in Huntsville. And I'd go up there and hear all these Canadian groups and try to fit them in as well. So you get your name out there. If you want to really do this well, you just got to keep pushing. You know?
Well, that's amazing. And that really speaks to the dedication of you to your show and to the programmers here at the station. So, you know, to our listeners, really, this is the one time of year we ask for your appreciation and support through donation to CFMU. That's the 3ws.cfmu.ca. Yeah, I've learned through about so many bluegrass artists through your show that I did not know before, both from the States and Canada. And you've also promoted recently the Winter Folk Festival, which is an excellent festival in Toronto.
Yeah, I had a chance to go down to BNMC there, but the snow fell on the Sunday and I couldn't get out of the court. But yeah, I worked with Winter Folk people for a while, and they do a great job. And Brian does a great job getting the groups in and having a great weekend. So it's kind of fun. It's all Canadian too. So
I remember being there a few years ago before all the lockdowns and everything, and it was elbow to elbow in there. Like people mm-hmm. really come out for this for that weekend.
Yep, and it's a lot of the roots music DJs are there as well, picking up ideas and getting to know some people that they didn't know. And I found a young lady named Suzanne Jarvie just this time around, who has been around for a bit. I just hadn't come in contact with her, and so I'm going to try and get an interview with her and let people know about her and her music.
Amazing. And a lot of these interviews you do are by phone, and they're not necessarily Hamilton people. They're, you know, all over the place, all over Canada.
Mostly Canadian. Yeah, there's a few. I've interviewed people like Paul Stuckey from Peter, Paul and Mary, and John McCutcheon, Tom Paxton down there. But most of them, you're right, are Canadian. And that's my preference, actually.
You've recently had some Tom Rush on your show. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Ray Materick you had this summer, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to be interviewing. He's coming back interviewing, and probably I think I'm emceeing in May when he comes back to the Westdale. So that's going to be fun. It's a good group. Bob Deutsch will be there, and Caroline Wiles, and Ray's old group. So Midnight Matinee, I think they're called. But yeah, that's coming up in May.
For people who are interested in exploring or going out to see folk shows in Hamilton, I think there are a few venues you can go to. I think the Westdale occasionally has some concerts, like you mentioned. Are there other venues that you'd mention?
The Ancaster Memorial Center had Ian Thomas and a number of other people that, and there's one place that you can go to. A lot of them are in Toronto at the Transact Club and Acoustic Harvest. Are a couple of them, so but check the Acoustic Harvest and what's the big one? My mind's going here. I can't think of it. It'll come to me.
In Toronto? Or?
Yeah, in Toronto, yeah. So Hughes Room.
Hughes Room,
there
right,
we go, yeah. Hughes Room.
Yeah, Hughes Room has some great
stuff. Great acts, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I managed to get the Al Stewart interview I had earlier. That's for the listeners, the guy who wrote Year of the Cat.
Yeah, that's
many
right.
Many other hits. He came around and played Hughes Room probably back in 2012, and I somehow, I don't know how I got in touch with the guy, but he came to CIUT for the interview.
Yeah,
and he was very gracious. You know, sometimes you meet these people who are really big in the music business, and they're really nice people.
I have found in the roots scene, I have found that almost 100%. They're just wonderful people, and they it's a tough go for them. They don't make the money that some of the big names, like, you know, in the pop area do. And so it's good that they get your support. So that's great. I love that Al Stewart interview, by the way. Oh, that was great.
Well, we should mention, again, the website, but what you just said, Jim, it is really a tough slog for musicians now, especially, mm-hmm. you know, after the lockdowns, many clubs have closed up, and this is where community radio really comes in into the void and helps promote their music, helps get it out there. And this is, again, we just ask the listeners to support that, support the musicians through making a donation to the station at www.cfmu.ca. And before we wrap up, Jim, is there anything you want to say about what your show, about what's coming up, or any projects you're working on, even with your vocal group?
I just got over Saturday's fundraiser, where we made over $3,000. I think with the additional money that's come in, it's around $3,200, which is just fabulous. So I'm kind of basking in that right now, and working on a few interviews, and the Ray Materick thing is coming up. Our group is singing two or three times a month, and we do a lot of retirement homes and that sort of thing, and they really seem to enjoy that. So that's what we'll be up to.
That's great. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I'm thrilled to have you here. I can't even tell you.
It was my pleasure, totally. I just love what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Jim. And I'm always listening to you, listening to Bluegrass especially.
They are very devoted people, Bluegrassers. Yeah. And that's true.
Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed today's interview with Freewheelin' Folk Show host Jim Marino. If you like what you hear on CFMU, please consider making a donation at www.cfmu.ca. I'm Barry Livingston. Thanks for listening, and thank you so much for donating to CFMU.
Hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom.
The town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. Oh my, oh, what a girl.
You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door.
She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane.
Me, oh my, oh what a girl. Just need someone to change her, and she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you ought to drop in and see.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane,
so delectable,
quite respectable.
She's only 9 days old. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Tea and the jam and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh,
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Motor, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, save me a star from a wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in that jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator, I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea.
Oh. Boston beans, soybean, green beans with cabbage and cream. I'm not keen about a bean unless it is a cheery coffee bean, boy.
I love coffee, I love tea.
Nickel in the pot, Joe, taking it slow.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber jabber, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Myself.